joining
the United States is approaching a record of new daily coronavirus cases, with the surge's impact seeming to affect every section of the country. Among the latest developments, a lockdown at a Sioux Tribe reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasingly desperate situation at a hospital in northern Idaho, too, which is running out of space for patients and considering airlifts to bigger cities out of state. The surge in the U.S. mirrors a similar spike in Europe. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. Spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's concerned about reports that the prime minister wants to declare a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus so that he can suspend parliament and thereby crush efforts to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to battle a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then met with the king. Anwar met the king last week to try and convince the monarch that he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple the current prime minister, whose government has only a 2-seat majority in parliament. Anwar says an emergency would clearly be aimed at preserving the government. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian foreign minister to the U.S. State Department amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo also met with the Azeri foreign minister. The collapse of two Russian-brokered ceasefires has dimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out on September 27th over the enclave, a breakaway territory which is within Azerbaijan but is controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. Nigeria's president says 51 civilians have been killed in unrest following days of peaceful protests over police abuses. He blames hooliganism for the violence while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. President Muhammadu Buhari's comments could further inflame tensions after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large crowd sang the national anthem. Buhari also says 11 policemen and 7 soldiers had been killed by rioters as of Thursday, and the mayhem has not stopped, he said. He also says another 37 civilians were injured in some of Nigeria's worst turmoil in years. A top advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump says a key second-term priority on immigration, if the president is reelected, would be using agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. Stephen Miller, a key architect of Trump's immigration policies, tells the Associated Press that the agreements would help stop, quote, asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale, end quote. Like many of Trump's policies, the bilateral agreements are being challenged in court. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.